Today she is Masechta Yevamos Daf Tzadik Beis. We will begin on Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. We learned in our Mishnah, the halacha is that if a woman husband is not here and she gets remarried based on the testimony of one aide, which as we've been learning in our shiurim, that is considered a situation of Nisus al Pi Bezdin. She got remarried based on the psak of Bezdin. The halacha is, if she got remarried and then the husband comes, teitzei mizeh mizeh. Rav Ashi, says Rav Ashi, l'kol halacha shinan. If the husband has not come, and all that we have is a rumor that the husband is alive, that is not enough that all of the halachas that we're learning apply. Says the Gemara, l'kol halacha shinan. Ask the Gemara, hi kolah. When we speak about a kol that we're saying doesn't make a difference, what does that mean? Ilayim kol the bas nesu'in. If we're saying that after she got married, this rumor began, says the Gemara, why does Rav Ashi have to restate this halacha? Hamar Rav Ashi chadazimna. Rav Ashi already taught us this halacha. Damar Rav Ashi, kol the bas nesu'in. If the kol only began after she got remarried, we're not concerned about it, and we allow her to remain remarried. And Rashi says that even if a kohen gets married to a woman, and there's a rumor afterwards that she's a zayno or a grusha, we allow them to remain remarried. Says the Gemara, Madatayma, hoil vasoil beidina, since this woman came to Bezdin before she got remarried, because she only got remarried, as we said, based on the testimony of an eid echad, which needed Bezdin's consent. And based on that, we got allowed her to get remarried. We would think that any kol kamei nesu'in dami, that even if the kol only emerged after the woman got remarried, it should be treated like a kol that emerged before she got married, and therefore titzer, she should not be allowed to get remarried she should not be allowed to remain with the second husband, kamash malon. As long as the kol came after the marriage and we don't have anything more than a kol, the halacha is that we allow to remain married. And the way I saw the Ritva and the Karen Ayer explain the Gemara, why would we think that just based on a kol, we should tell this woman that she has to leave her husband? So the Ritva, the Karen Ayer explained, because here, the heter, this that we allowed her to get remarried, wasn't a very strong heter. It was only a heter based on an eid echad. And therefore, since it was a weak heter, it should be a situation that we should not allow to get remarried, teaches us that remain remarried, teaches us that once Bezdin issued a psak and she got married based on that psak, the halacha she could stay remarried unless there's something more significant that will show that the husband is still alive. The halacha is that a Bezdin issued an erroneous psak to the tzibur. They said something is mutter, it's permissible when it's really usur. And this was something that if you did this or you ate this, you would be chayiv a karban chatos if you did a b'shogig. And the tzibur followed this erroneous psak of Bezdin, and then it was discovered that what they said was incorrect. There's a special karban that's brought by the Bezdin. It's called the parhelm dover shel tzibur. The Bezdin brings that special karban, and each individual does not have to bring his karban chatas. The Torah says, "V'mkal das Yisrael yishgu v'nelam dover me'enei kol v'as achz mikol mitzvah Hashem shloy son of Hashemu v'noida chatas shechotala v'kriva kol per ben boker lechatas." That's the special din. We're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem and Masech Taharius extensively the halacha is halachas when and when the, when are these halachas applicable. So says the Gemara, Nisus al pi Bezdin. We learned if she got married based on the psak of Bezdin, based on the Eid Echad, and then she shouldn't have gotten remarried. As we discussed, she has to leave the second husband. Om Zira, Leisa Masnisen, our Mishnah that says that she has to bring a carbon under these circumstances is proven incorrect. Me, the Tana B'Medrasha, from a brice that was learned in the yeshiva. The Tana B'Medrasha, we learned in the brice in the yeshiva. Har Bezdin Shashaka Chama. Bezdin said that it was already after the Shkia, and Shabbos is over, and one may do Malacha. Upsayv Zorcha, and then the sun comes out. Ein Hara, this is not considered an incorrect psak of Bezdin, it's considered a toss. Bezdin made a mistake. They thought that it was already night, and it's not. And therefore, they said, that is not a case that you bring a parhelm davish at Tzibur. And every individual who was mechal Shabbos because of that erroneous psak will have to bring and his own karmel chattis. So that Bryce is teaching us that when a mistake was made, it's not a situation that the Bezdin attributed to the Bezdin, it's everyone individual mistake. So in our Mishnah as well, where the individual got married, this woman got remarried based on the Psaka Bezdin, and then the husband came, so it wasn't an incorrect Psak, it was a mistake, and then the halacha therefore is that Yechayev a carbon. Rav Nachman says that this is considered a hayra. It's considered an incorrect psak a bezdin, and since it's incorrect psak a bezdin, so there the individual doesn't bring his own carbon. The bezdin brings them carbon. Amar Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman says, "I'll give you a raya that I'm correct. That it's considered a hayrahi. The b'chal tarikula erech alay mehemen. Normally, we don't trust." An eid echad, hacha mehemen. But here in our Mishnah, as we've been discussing, the eid echad is trusted. My tama, why is he believed? Because b'hayrahi, Bezdin issued a psak that we're allowed to rely on an eid echad. Here, so it's not based on a mistake. It's based on a hayra, and since it's based on a hayra, the halacha is that if there was a mistake made, the Bezdin is responsible. It's not considered the mistake of the individual. Our Gemara is beginning a discussion. When is it considered a hayra? When is it considered a psak of the Bezdin? But the Karen Oira asks a question. He says that the Gemara, the beginning of Masechta Harius, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, teaches us that this halacha of Bezdin that made a mistake only applies when it was the Sanhedrin made a mistake. So he asks, why, even if we'll say, as Rav Nachman is teaching us, that this is considered a hayra, not a toss, but it wasn't a hayra issued by the Sanhedrin. This is a hayra that was issued by a specific Bezdin. Why would that be considered a case of a Bezdin that made a mistake in a hayra? Says the Karen Oira, based on a Meiri. The Meiri says that the reason that she's exempt from a carbon is because the original Bezdin that issued this psak that you could rely on an eid echad is coming from the original Sanhedrin. So he says that since it's all attributable to the original Bezdin, then that's why we consider it a case of hayra. Another pshat, but in understanding this, is that we have to have a Bezdin. So let's say a husband is missing, and Eid Echad comes and says, the Eid Echad, that the husband died, says the Shulchan Aruch, that such a woman may not get remarried on her own. She has to have a psak for Bezdin. The Ramah Paskins, that we have to have, not only must we have a Bezdin, we have to have a Bezdin of three Dayonim. The Chalkas Mechaikik disagrees with Ramah, and he said that we don't have to have three Dayonim. As long as you have a competent Paisik saying that this is reliable, we could rely on that competent Paisik. So, ask the Achroinim, according to the Chalkas Mechaikik, how would we understand our Gemara? Because our Gemara is saying that's considered a Pesach of Beis Din, and that's why Rav Nachman says it's considered a Hayra. But according to Chalkas Mechaikik, there's no need for a Beis Din at all. Says, so explain the Achroinim, based on what we said a moment ago. When the Chalkas Mechaikik is saying that we can rely on one Pesach, why is that considered as if it's a Beis Din? Because even when we're relying on a Beis Din, the Beis Din is just not a Beis Din. The Beis Din is not the Sanhedrin. But what have we said? That the Beis Din is considered like the Sanhedrin because everything that they're, every time that they're paskening, that we could rely on an Eid Echad, it all emanates from the original Psak of the Sanhedrin that you could rely on Eid Echad. So the Chalkas Mechaikik is going to hold that when the Pesach is saying that we could get, she get remarried based on the Eid Echad, it also is not just a Pesach. What his authority is emanating from the original Pesach of the Sanhedrin. And Rekeva Ege says that he agrees with the Chalkas Mechaikik that you don't have to have a full-fledged Beis Din, but he says that there are two halachas. The Kivega says, there's a halacha of saying the testimony of the Eid Echad coming and saying that the husband is dead, and then there's a need for a psak based on that testimony. So Rekiva Eger suggests that the psak, that the testimony is only acceptable when it's said by an Eid Echad to a Beis Din. But once it was accepted as good testimony by a Beis Din, the actual rule could be even issued by a Pesach, like the, by one Pesach, as the Chalkas Mechaikik suggests. Amar Rava, but Rava who disagreed with Rav Nachman, and Rava says that this is that Beis Din who issued this Pesach that she could get remarried based on an Echad is a toss, says. Amar Rava Teida Tosu, I'll prove to you that it's considered a toss. Dilu Hayir Beis Din Bechelev Uvedam. A Beis Din paskin about a type of meat or a type of blood, Latera, saying that they were kosher, they're not considered dam, they're not considered chelev. Vahada Chazu Tama Lisura, and they then saw that they might have been incorrect. Kihadri Va'amri, and when they go and they say afterwards that. Kihadri Ba'amri, when Beis Din again says Latera, when they go back to the original Pesach, Lamech B'chinenu, we don't pay attention when they change their mind again. Vila Hechad Asa Eid Echad. If an Eid Echad came and said that the husband died, Sharina, and they allow her to get remarried based on that testimony. Then also Trey Asarna, and then two Eidim come and say that he's alive, so she's not going to get remarried. Then Hasa Eid Achreina, then again another aid comes and says that her husband is dead. Sharinala, we will let her to get married. My Tama, but if it's a psak, the halacha is, you can't keep on jumping back and forth. By a mistake, you can go back and forth. So we see that this is considered a toss and not a hayra, and therefore this is not a case of parah dav shetzibur. Says the Gemara, v'af rabbalazak sover the tossu, that this halacha, that we allow the woman to get remarried based on the testimony of one aid, is considered a toss. The Tanya Rabbi Elazar Omer. Rabbi Elazar says that a woman who got remarried based on the testimony of one aid, and then we determine that the husband is alive, we don't say, well, Beis Din issued a psak, and since Beis Din issued a psak, she may remain remarried. Rather, the halacha is, Yikov Aden Esahar, V'tavi Chattas HaShemena. And she has to bring a Karma Chattas for having lived with this man with whom she was not allowed to live. So says the Gemara, Yam B'Shlomo Tosu, if we're going to say that this is considered a situation of a toss, that's why we could understand, says the Gemara, M'Shemachi Masya, that's why we could understand the Halachia that she has to bring a carbon. Eli Amrit, but if we're going to say Harohi, and it was Beis Din's incorrect hayra, so then the question is, am I masya carbon? Why should she bring a carbon? Says the Gemara, V'dilma, k'savar v'leza, yochet she'asa b'ra Beis Din, maybe it is indeed considered a mistaken psak, but if it's considered a mistaken psak, why should she bring a carbon? Because chayiv, because a yochid brings a carbon. The din that the carbon is not brought by the yochid is only when it was a tzibur that acted on, based on the incorrect psak of the bezdin. Here wasn't a tzibur that acted based on the incorrect psak, it was a yochid. Says the Gemara, if that's the reason, then what is the pshat in the wording that Rabbi Elazar said, yikav din sahar? Yikav din sahar means that this is the halacha, that she's always chayiv a carbon. If it's only because of a technicality, then it wouldn't be that she's always chayiv a carbon. So must be clearly that Rabbi Elazar holds that it's considered a toss and not a hayra. We learned in the Mishnah Rabbah bezdin l'nasa, if she went, bezdin said she could get remarried, but she went and had a relationship that she wasn't supposed to have. Says the Gemara, said the Mishnah, she has to bring a carbon because the heter, the permission she got from Bezdin was only to get remarried, not to do something wrong. Ask the Gemara, what does it mean that kilkula, that she did something wrong? Says the Gemara, Beleza Oimer Zinsa, that she had relations not in the framework of a marriage. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, what it means is that she was an almona and she married a kohen gadol, or she's a grusha chalutza and she married a kohen hedget. And it says the Gemara, Manda Amar Zinsa, that means that if she was a single woman and she had relations, but not in the framework of a marriage, that is enough that she be considered that she should bring a carbon. Koshkein, if she was an almona kohen gadol, or she was a grusha chalutza kohen hedget, she would be chayiv a carbon. Because a single woman living with a man is not an iser lav. Yet, we're saying that she didn't have permission for that, and if it turns out that she wasn't single, she would have to bring a carbon. Certainly, in a case when she did something which is a chiv lav, she would have to bring a carbon. On the other hand, man da'amar amalaka and gadol, the only in the case of amalaka and gadol, which is an actual iser lav, that's when she would have to bring a carbon. Of Zinsa, if she lived not in the with a man, not in the framework of marriage, loy, she's not chayv a carbon. My tama, because Dharma, she says, atun de shvisa pnuyi, you declared me to be single. And a woman who's single is not usur with a lav. And therefore, the Bezdin never made that explicitly usur, and if she lived that way and her husband ends up being alive, the halacha is that she should not be chayiv a carbon because she's considered a single woman, and a single woman who lives with a man is not chayiv a carbon. So the Noida Behuda asks a question that we learned in our previous shiur, that what is the, how does it work that we trust an Eid Echad? Because Afkinu Rabbanan L'Kedusha Minei, that the Rabbanan, with the authority that they have, especially as we learned, called the Mekadosh, whoever gets married at that, the Rabbanan Mekadosh gets married based on the Rabbanan's say-so, and the Rabbanan have the right, Afkinu Rabbanan L'Kedusha Minei. So if that's the case, so then what's the difference? What's the difference? It's the Rabbanan who said that she's a single woman. Once the Rabbanan said she's a single woman and she goes and has relations based on that, she shouldn't be chayiv a carbon. So the Noida Behuda says that even though there's a halacha that was saying Hafkinu Rabbanan L'Kedusha Minei, says the Noida Behuda, it's not a full-fledged Hafkinu Rabbanan L'Kedusha Minei. It's sort of a provisional of Kinner Rabbanan Kedusha Minei. And it's only acceptable, says the Noida Behuda, up to where it's necessary. But where it's not necessary, it wasn't said. And since it wasn't necessary to allow her to get married in a marriage that she wasn't supposed to get married to, that's not there, we don't apply the concept of Kinner Rabbanan Kedusha Minei. And the halacha is that she would have to bring a carbon, as our Gemara says. Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan, says the Gemara, we learned in a Braisa, that what is the definition of kilkala, a monokain gol, grush v'chalutzul kain hajit? Because the Braisa said, Ra'a bezin li nasei. Based on the testimony of one aide, Bezin told her she could get remarried. And the Braisa continues, v'holch v'kilkala, what does that mean? She got a monokain gol, grush v'chalutzul kain hajit. The halacha is chayevus the carbon, according to Rabbi Elazar, not only is she chayav a carbon, but she's chayav a carbon for every act of relations. She's chayav only one carbon. But what do we see from here? That what is the example of Kilkalah? It says the Gemara, even though we've had a machlokes or blazer rabbanon, if she's chayav for every act of bia individually, Chum say no, Rabbi says yes, but say the Chacham to Rabbi Elazar, Shemnasul Chamisha b'nei Adam, if she married five different men on the assumption that her husband is dead, and then he shows up, Chayav is karbon al kol achvechad. She's going to be chayav for every man separately, hoil, because they're gufim mechalokim. The halacha is that, as we're going to learn in Masech the Krisis, Daf Tez Vav Amud Aleph, that if somebody has relations with his wife when she's a nida, and he had relations numerous times, he's only going to be chayiv, and it was all behelam echad, he's only chayiv one karmen chattis, it was b'shagi. Whereas if he had relations with five different wives who are nidas, he's going to be chayiv for each wife separately. It says the Mishnah, Ish Shalach Ba'alo B'nal Abdinas Yam. A woman's husband and son traveled overseas. Above Amrlan, then they report to her, Meis Ba'alach V'akach Meis B'nech. The first, your husband died, and then your son died. And if the son died only after the husband died, so then the halach is that she's not chayiv in Yibam. Because as we've learned so many times in our Masechta, the chayiv Yibam Mechalitza is determined at the moment of death. And at the moment of death, the son was alive. Since at the moment of death, the son was alive, she doesn't have to have Yibam. She doesn't have to have Yibam Mechalitza. The Taisus Yantov says it doesn't have to be a case like is mentioned here, that both the husband and the son traveled overseas. Even if just one of them traveled overseas, it would be the same halacha. The question is, who died first? But then it was reported to her that it was actually chilaf yidvarim. It was just the opposite. The son died before the father. Since the son died before the father, so she was chayiv in yibam mechalitza, because at the moment of death there was no son. The halacha is teitze, the man that she married, she can't remain with because she's a shemeris yavam. For Vlad Rishon v'Achron, and whether she got pregnant before or after she knows her husband died, the child will be a mamzer. Our Mishnah we're going to learn is following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that we learned many times. Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that yesh mamzer mechayiv lavin, that even though all that's involved here is a chayiv lav, that's enough to make her, the child, a mamzer. Says the Mishnah, meis b'neich, amalei meis b'neich, v'akach meis b'alech. They told her that your son died before the husband, and therefore she, at the moment of her husband's death, there were no children. And based on that, Nisyabu she had Yibam. And then it turns out it was the other way. Vakach Amrlai Bala, Amrlai Chilfa Yidvarim, your son died after your husband. And therefore you had no right to marry your brother-in-law. Not only did you not have a right to marry your brother-in-law, but what you did was a very serious aveira of Eishas Ach. Teitzei, she may remain married to her brother-in-law. And for Vlad, the child that's born from that brother-in-law, whether it was born before or after, is a mamzer. Amar lei meis b'alech. They told her your husband died, and therefore you were not obligated to have yibam. V'nissus, and she got married. V'akach amar lei kaim haya, when you married the second husband, your husband was still alive. U'meis, but now he indeed died. Teitzei, the halacha is that she has to leave the husband, the second husband, because since when she married her, she had no right to marry him. And as we learned earlier in our perek, Isha Daikamin Tzba, she's only allowed to get remarried because we are relying that she checked that her husband was indeed dead. Here, she obviously did not check properly because he was actually alive. And any child that's born, Rishon, is mamzer. Any child that was born before the husband died from the second husband will be a mamzer. V'achor ain't a mamzer. Amalai meis balach. They told her your husband died and you're not required to have yibam. V'niskatcha. and she didn't have nesuin, she only had kedushin, v'akach ba'bal, and then her husband comes. Since she never consummated the marriage with the second husband with a nesuin, there was only kedushin, mutar lachzalai. And says the Mishnah further, abi shenasan l'achar get, the second husband gave her a get. The get is meaningless. She wasn't married to him. And a get from a person to whom you're not married is not a get. And therefore, le'pasim ha'nekuna, she doesn't become disqualified from marrying a kohen. Azu darish Rabbi Elazar ben Maaseh. And this was a drush that Rabbi Elazar ben Maaseh taught us. The pasuk says, v'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. A woman who's divorced me'isha. So the question is, what is the pasuk saying, a woman who's divorced from her husband? Of course a woman is divorced from her husband. From whom else would you be divorced? Says the Gemara, that teach us, v'loy me'isha en isha. A get that's given from a man who's not your husband is not considered a get that we should be considered on the, that we should be concerned about. As we quoted in an earlier shir, there is a machloikas achroinim that between the Yamsha Shloima and the Avni Nezer, what happens if, our Mishnah says, if there was only Kedushin, there was no Nesuin with the second husband, she could go back to the first husband. What would be the halacha if there was Chuppah? There was no Nesuin, there was, but there was more than just Kedushin, there was a Chuppah. Will we treat Chuppah like a Nesuin, opinion of Yamsha Shloima, or will we treat the Chuppah like a Kedushin, opinion of the Avni Nezer, and allow it to go back to our first husband? Begins the Gemara. The Mishnah said that if she got married, if a Yavama got married to a, didn't have Yibum because she thought that she's not chayv to have Yibum because she thought her husband is, because she thought her husband died before her son, the Vlad Rishav Achim Mamzer. Ask the Gemara, what is meant when the Mishnah used the word my Rishon and my Achron? What was meant by Rishon Achron? Ilayim a Rishon l'fnei Shvua, that the child that was born before she discovered that she's chayiv in Yibam. V'Achron is the child that was born Acha Shmua, after she heard that she's chayiv in Yibam. Listen, so the question should be that the child is a mamzer, because she's, the child is born from a man that she's not allowed to be married to, because she has to have Yibam first. Why did the Mishnah need to use the word Rishon and Achron? Says the Gemara, Mishum the Kabbalah Misni Seifa. Says the Gemara, because we're going to learn later in the Mishnah. Amalei Meis Balach Venissis. Vakach Amalei Kaim Hayu. Umeis, the case that we just discussed, that there's a difference that she got remarried based on the testimony of an Eid Echad. And when she got remarried, the husband was actually still alive. But later he died. That the Mishnah said that the child that was born before that husband died is a Risha Mamzer. But the child that was born after the husband died is Eina Mamzer. So there's a difference between Risha and Achron. That's why in the Risha, where there is no such difference, the Mishnah still uses the words Tani Nami Risha, Risha of Achron Mamzer. Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara, says the Brisa, as we pointed out when we learned the Mishnah, this halacha that she, if she got married to somebody to whom she shouldn't have gotten married because she was supposed to have Yibum, and if she has a child, that child would be a mamzer, follows the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Shayayim Rabbi Kiva has been teaching us throughout our Masechta the Ein Kedushin Tavsin the Chai V'Lavin. Av Chamayim, the Cham hold that there is no mamzer from a Yivama L'shuk. There is no, that a woman who's supposed to have Yibum doesn't create that the child that she had should be considered a mamzer. Says the Gemara, that the Chum hold that there is no mamzer only from Chayiv Krisus and Mises Bezdin. But ask the Gemara, why did the Chacham say, ein mamzer miyivama? The Chachamim should have made a stronger statement. The Chacham should have said, "Ein mamzer mechayv elavin." It's not just the Yivam L'shuk that doesn't create a mamzer. Any chayv elavin, according to the Rabbanon, don't create a mamzer. Says the Gemara, "Hai tana hach tana de Rekivahu." There's a variation of opinions of what the Rekiva holds. And this Tana is following the opinion of Rekiva that says that there are mamzerim from Chai V'Lavin, but it's not by all Chai V'Lavin that he says that. It's only Mechai V'Lavin the Sher, a woman who had relation with somebody that she's related to, and that type of relation carries with it Chai V'Lavin. Chai V'Lavin grading, but where it's not because of being relatives, a Yevam L'Shuk is not a mamzer. And that's why that's Pshat the Chachamim. The Chachamim that we're learning here are not the Chachamim that we always speak about. The Chachamim we always speak about is Shimon HaTamani, who says that Mamzer is only from Chayv Krisis and Chayv Mises Bezdin. The Chachamim here are really Rabbi Kiva with a different explanation or approach to Rabbi Kiva's opinion. So we just learned a Machloikis, if Yevam L'Shuk's child is a mamzer. So the Gemara goes in to speak about other situations, about will that be, what will be the status of the child. Amar Yehuda. Amar Rav. Menayin Shein Toshim Kedushin Toshim B'Yevama. From where do we know that a Yevam L'Shuk is not able to have Kedushin? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, L'Siyah Eishas Ameis HaChutza L'Zor. That there's an Isser Lav to have such a marriage. Loitehei ba havaya. Lazar, a zar can't be mekadoshar. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, ba'ani yisenu. Since we're not able, ba'ani yisenu, since we're lacking the understanding, we're going to say, tzrichaget, that when she marries such a woman, when Yevam L'Shuk marries a husband, that without having given chalitza, we're not sure what her status is. And because we're not sure what her status is, she's going to have a get if she got married to that second man. Because, explains the Gemara, Mesavkele l'Shmuel, Shmuel is not quite certain. Hai siya l'siya em'esh sameis, ila lav hudasa, is all that the Torah is coming to teach us that there's a lav, or is the Torah coming to teach us more than just a lav? Maybe what the Torah is coming to teach us is that loitasba kedushin dasa, that it's such a strong iser that there is no kedushin. Amalei Ramari Brei the Rachel Ravashi Hacha Amemer Amemer and the Torahs Halchus Kavasi the Shmuel, that if Yevam L'Shuk got married, the halacha is that she has to have a get, because we're not quite certain if that kedushin is valid or not. Says the Gemara Amar Ravashi Hashta Amar Amemer. Not an amemer talks hilchasa kavosei de Shmuel, that is the way we follow. If the brother of the deceased husband is a kohen, the halacha is chaylitzla, he should do chalitza v'sharis lei, and she could go back to the man. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, is guri esker, that he'll profit that by being able to remain with that wife. Then came and says the Gemara, then Chayta Nisker. The Gemara's question is as follows. If she had not gotten married to this second husband, so who would be in control here? The brother of the deceased brother. And the brother of the deceased brother, as we've been learning through Adam Sechta, is allowed to make the choice if he wants to do Yibum or Chalitza. And if he would want to do Yibum, as we've learned, Yibum is performed even by Karcha. Even if she doesn't want to marry him, it doesn't make a difference. Because she did the wrong thing, and instead of waiting to have her Zika with a brother-in-law taken care of, she went and married a man where everybody agrees she shouldn't have. It's the only question how wrong it was. And now we're saying that the brother-in-law has no choice. He'll have to do Chalitza, and she could go back to that man. So it turns out that doing the wrong thing profited her. Ella, emhay yivam Yisrael, if the brother was a Yisrael, and he do yibam, nice l'sheni get, so the husband that she wasn't supposed to be married to gives her a get, because Shmuel said, we do have to get a get, and after he gives the get, the halach is chutrula. She could go back to him. Here, explains the Ritva, what's the Chiddush? That normally, we know that if a woman is divorced from her husband and she marries another man, she can't go back to her husband. But that's with her husband. Here, it's a Yavama, going back to her Yavam, this how, and therefore she could go back to him. Amar Rav Gidl, Amar Rav Chiba, Yosef, Amar Rav, Yavama, Kedushin Einba, Nesuin Yeshba. Pash Pshah, what he's saying is like this, that if a Yavama had Kedushin while she was a Yavama Lashuk, then no get is required, because the Kedushin is not Chal. If, however, there was Nesuin, we have to have a get. Ask the Gemara, I don't understand why. If you hold Kedushin Einba, because you're explaining the Pasuk as the Gemara began to explain the Pasuk, that the Torah is teaching us that the Kedushin is not Chal. So if the Torah is teaching us Kedushin is not Chal, a Kedushin Einba, Nesuin Nami Einba, because the Torah says, L'si Eish Sameisa Echutza Lezor. And therefore, says the Gemara, Eimer, actually what we should say, he meant to say is, the Kedushin for Nesuin Einba, that nothing is relevant. Says the Gemara, V'boi Seimer, my Nesuin Yeshba, what was meant when it said Nesuin Yeshba? That means, B'bi is Nus, that it means that it's considered that she had a B is Nus, and will Yavama that had a B is Nus is not allowed to have every Yibum with her Yavam. Rav Havnuna, because something Rav Havnuna has taught us, Damar Rav Nuna Shemesh Yom Shazinsa, Asur Yavma, she no longer is a candidate for Yibam. Vibai Samuel Island Kramar Mikara. We go back to our original understanding. Kedushin Einba, that if Kedushin was done, it's meaningless. If a Kedushin was done with a Yavam Lashuk, it's meaningless. But Nesuin done with a Yavam Lashuk is Nesuin Yeshba, and we have to get a get. Because if we're going to say that this Nesuin is completely discounted, and it's discounted to the degree that we won't even have to have a get from that Nesuin, that's how insignificant, that's how meaningless we're going to consider it, people are going to get confused, that we said in our Mishnah at the beginning of this parak, that if she, her husband goes to Medina Sayyam and she gets remarried based on her Eid Echad, then when the first husband comes back, she needs to get a get. And as we learned, Taitzim is Amizah, and she needs a get from both of them. So in order to not make a mistake and think that that isn't required, here too, the halacha is that because the Nesuin took place, even though it's not a meaningful Nesuin, because as Rav said, L'siya Eishas Ameis L'sor, the halacha is that she... The halacha is that she could stay, she needs to have a get. Amar Rav Yada b'chaburu nimnu v'gomru. En kedushin toysim b'yivama. We agreed to the opinion of Rav that kedushin is not valid with yivama. Amalei Rav Yochan, Rebbe, Rav Yochan said to Rav Yada, isn't this a Mishnah, the Tanan? The Mishnah Masech, the kedushin teaches us that somebody was mekadosh an isha in the way that the kedushin is not effective. And he said that the Kedushin at this point is not effective, but the Kedushin can be effective down the road. For example, a non-Jew says to a Jewish woman that my Kedushin should be effective when I will become a Jew. Or she's not Jewish. And he says to her, Lachish Tzgayri, the Kedushin should be effective after you become Jewish. Lachish Teshtacher, he's an Eved. An Eved can't do Kedushin. And the Kedushin should be effective for when I will become a free man. Or vice versa. She's a Shifcha Kananis. And he said, Lachash Tachari. Or she's a married woman. And he said, Lachash Yomaspalech. After your husband dies, now you can't get married. You're Nesha Sish. But the Kedushin should be effective after your husband passes away. Lachash Thomas Achoisech. He's married to this woman's sister. And we've learned that you're not allowed to marry a Chois Isha as long as your wife, even if you're not married to her anymore, is alive. She's a Yavam L'shuk, and he says to her, after you receive Chalitza, this Kedushin should be effective, and all the cases ain't a Mekadeshes. So this Mishnah says that somebody wanted to do Kedushin with a Yavama that should be effective for after the Chalitza, and says that the Kedushin is not a valid Kedushin, because right now the Kedushin is not able to be a Kedushin, because right now she's a Yavam L'shuk. So we see from here that Rav is correct, that a Yavam L'shuk can't have Kedushin. Amar le, so Rav Yannai said to Rav Yochanan, what you said is absolutely correct. And he said, Ilav de Deloy Chaspa, if not that you picked up the piece of earthenware, Mi Mashkus Margenes Tachta, you would have never found the pearl that's under it. If not that I told you that Kedushin is not effective with a Yevama, you would have never been able to explain the Mishnah. Only after you explained that since she's a Yevama Lashuk, that's why you are able to understand that Mishnah, why the Kedushin that he says should be effective after you get Chalitza is not an effective Kedushin. But that was only understood based on this halacha that we learned.